This is the BitSmack Podcast for January 12th, 2005. Welcome to BitSmack Weekly, that one special podcast with that chewy nougat center. I'm your host, Goz, and with me is absolutely no one. K-Dog had to work tonight, RC's on a trip, so this will probably be a shorter one since we won't have the rambling of them two, but I may start rambling myself. So this past weekend, I'm sitting there trying to find something good on TV. Yes, I do have a PVR. Yes, I own all seven seasons of Simpsons, every Futurama, all the Family Guy DVDs, but I was still trying to find something on TV. It's so sad when I start watching Daredevil, just waiting for the scene with Kevin Smith in it. For those that don't know, Kevin Smith is Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back and all the Kevin Smith movies, and he's a very good narrator and orator. Even though in the movies, he's silent. So that was just my sad fact for last Saturday, sitting through Daredevil. And I didn't make it that long. I only watched it for like 10 minutes, and I just said, heck with this. So that's our opening banner, and see how quick it is when it's only me? It's time for the BitSmack Mailbag.
Hey guys, this is Craig. No, I didn't get a sex change. This is just a voice from Kepstrel, which you can check out at www.kepstrel.com. That's C-E-P-S-T-R-I-L.com. Just wanted to let you know that I finally caught up on my podcast listening. Yay. Of course, it was a little strange listening to you guys talking about Thanksgiving when it was about a week before Christmas. But hey, that's the power of podcasting, right? So, here's a few things I wanted to catch up on. 1. Unreal Tournament 2004 is a great game. My wife and I played it over the holiday break, and we had a great time. $10 is cheap for that game, and there's a Linux version right on the disk. Hey, that's important to me. 2. The Atari 2600 was packed with combat and two controllers. The reason it was packed with two controllers is because combat is pretty boring with just one player. There's no computer to play against. Ergo, that second controller was a requirement of the pack and game. Also, the Atari 800 computer, yes, it's a computer, not a game system, didn't come with a pack and game. True, you could buy a bundle, but not even the basic language came with the system. Of course, everyone bought BASIC to go along with the system because it was pretty boring looking at the memo pad when the computer booted up. 3. Finally got a chance to look at the Xbox 360. Is it just me, or is that system pretty lackluster? Sure, the graphics are slightly better than the PS2, GameCube, and Xbox, but is it really worth all of the hype? I played Cameo on the 360. And while it was a pretty good game, it didn't scream that it was something even the GameCube couldn't manage to play. 4. RC, if I waited until I finished up a current system's games until I purchased new games, I think I'd still be playing Zork 2, Adventure, Indiana Jones, and E.T. I'm notoriously bad for never finishing games. Speaking of E.T., the reason it was notorious was because Atari not only rushed it to production, but they made substantially more copies of the game than the number of systems sold to people. It doesn't take a marketing genius to realize that most people don't buy multiple copies of a game for the same system, so why Atari didn't pace themselves in releasing E.T. is a marketing mistake they soon live to regret. Anyway, love the show, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good to hear from Craig. We haven't heard from him for a while, but that was a little long. But he had a lot of stuff to say. One thing we didn't hit on when we were talking about, when I was ranting on the controllers, machines not coming with two controllers, he was true. The 2600 shipped with combat, and combat is a two-player only game. It's got several games in it, but every one of them requires another human to play against. There was no computer opponents. So, yeah, it was pretty important for it to ship with two players. And the Atari 800, I got into the 8-bit computers after the 800 and 400. So my 800 XL came with the basic built-in. So I didn't have to worry about that there. The Xbox 360, we've hashed that out enough. I'm not going to talk about that. Buying new games when old ones haven't been finished. I have now been guilty of that. I'm trying not to, but I bought two new games this past week, even though I haven't finished a couple of my other ones. Sly Cooper, I'm still trying to get 100% on it, and I don't know if I'm going to get it. The time trials are awfully hard to get through. And finally, everybody disses on E.T., but Craig does make a very good point. The marketing geniuses at Atari decided, well, let's just make more copies than we've ever sold of the consoles. Now, can't they see that, okay, why we only have this many consoles, why would we need to manufacture this many cartridges? And the big, it's not an urban myth, it is actually true. Out in New Mexico, there are a bunch of unsold ET cartridges that they just dumped off in the landfill and encased in concrete for our future generations to uncover and figure out what exactly was going on. Let's move on to news. Big news this week, even if you haven't been paying attention, Apple has released their first Intel Max. Macworld took place started this past Tuesday, and 6 months ahead of schedule, you can actually go to the Apple store now and buy an Intel-based iMac. Who thought this day would ever come? That's just amazing that Apple was able to get that out in time. They said Intel had 1,000 people working on this project to get it done in time. The other new machine that Apple released was the MacBook Pro to replace the PowerBook G4. They say it's supposed to be 4 to 5 times faster than the PowerBook G4. Well, we'll wait and see. I'm sure it is faster. But that's exciting news with the Intel Max coming out. My iMac's 3 years old this October, so I'm hoping to get that replaced. Other big announcement at the Macworld is iLife 06. And iLife is a set of software for the Macs that consists of iPhoto, iWeb, GarageBand, iMovie, and iDVD. A whole lot of i's. Big news is they added iWeb, which allows you to make some pretty nice looking websites. They really tie it into the .Mac infrastructure, so you can save your website to a local folder and upload it, but it does let you also, if you have a .Mac account, publish your website directly to it. I haven't played around with this enough, but it is kind of limited on what you can do. There's no HTML editor. You can't see the code at all. But you can just drop text and graphics wherever you want it, and it kind of figures out how to make the HTML. So I'm excited to dig into that a little bit more. The other big thing that I was excited about, I actually paid next day shipping so I could have it, is GarageBand 3 now has Podcast Studio in it, which allows you to assemble your podcast. They have a ton of little stingers and sound effects and jingles that you can put in there to make a really professional sounding podcast. You can also make enhanced podcasts with graphics. But those, we probably won't be doing those for a while because those are AAC instead of MP3, so you won't be able to play them on just any old MP3 player. But we'll let you know how that goes. Nice thing with it, and we'll have to try this next week with K-Dog and RC. We can actually record, we can do a voice chat and record them as separate tracks in to the podcast. So that we have a lot more control over the volumes, turning it up and down, hopefully making the whole show sound a lot better. Pan on left and right, because I've been wanting to pan one of us all the way left, one of us all the way right, and put one of us in the middle. So it helps you listen, because we're all related and we sound a little bit too much alike. another big news item that came out this week is they figured out how to hack the firmware on the PlayStation Portable, the 2.6, the newest firmware out there, using Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories. Had to remember the whole thing there. So that means you can have the newest firmware and still play homebrew games and other stuff that you do with that. I don't have a PSP, so I know K-Dogs will be excited about that. But it does require a copy of Grand Theft Auto. And in the forums there, one person did come up with the idea that maybe Sony won't be able to patch this hole without breaking Grand Theft Auto. So maybe it might be open forever. Who knows? Sony's pretty smart, so they might be able to figure that something out. And that's the end of news. Let's move on to rants. I'm working on finishing up my basement, and I call Lowe's because they had this little electric fireplace that I'm thinking about putting in my basement. I thought that'd be pretty cool. This was just this past week, so it was like January 10th, maybe. I called them up and said, "Do you still have this in stock?" And she said, "No, those are seasonal items." I was too flabbergasted to even reply to that. What season do they think this is? And so I went over to Lowe's anyway, just to look. They have all the lawn and garden stuff out. We're 4 weeks into winter, and they're already getting for spring, which doesn't happen for another 4 months. What are they thinking? This also goes with department stores. I'm trying to find a winter coat. I need a new winter coat. The selection's pretty well pruned down, and they're going on clearance because apparently winter ends midway through January, and they need to move on to something else. If somebody can explain some of this to me, I'd be most appreciative. This podcast goes so much faster when it's only me. And it's probably kind of more boring. Apparently, if I'd write things out, it might be a little better. I'm going to combine our... We usually have little sections here. I'm going to combine the commentary, reviews, and closing remarks. I do want to say I really like this using the podcast studio part of GarageBand. It allows me to stop, and I can put in some sound effects and then continue on recording without us having to record the entire show like we usually do, all in one piece. Now, how this will work with other people, I don't know. It also does cool things like as soon as I start talking, it will make the music go down, and then when I stop talking, it gets really loud, and we'll have a little demonstration, and I'll put a little song while I'm talking here so you can hear that. So, I did buy a couple new games this week. I finally bought Animal Crossing after hearing everybody rave about it. And I've played it for a couple hours, and I'm not as impressed as I thought it was going to be. And part of that was I had this little misconception. I was thinking it was more like the freedom you get in Grand Theft Auto 3, where you get to run around and do whatever you want. So far, I'm like, still, maybe it picks up and lets me have more free will later on. But right now, I feel like I'm just doing these little missions. Go take this to so-and-so. Go do this. Go do this. And they're telling me what to do. I want to do things how I want to do it and not be told what to do. So maybe that will change once I get to play it more. The other game I bought was Ratchet & Clank Going Commando. Now, this is to all the video game developers out there listening. Or maybe not. But if you're going to make a sequel to a game, in the opening credits, you need to, and in the opening parts of the game, you need to be prepared for people that are buying the game without playing the original. I start playing Ratchet and Clank, using my little gun there, blowing away these robot things, and then I run out of ammo, and I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do now? I can't find ammo anywhere. And so I'm like running around. Luckily, she tells me, oh, use your square to swing your wrench. I'm like, holy crap, I have a wrench I could be beating on these things with? So I was able to get through the rest of that level using my wrench. And then later on, she says, oh, and then I forget which one you have to hold down to throw your wrench. And it becomes a little boomerang. Well, this would have been nice to know at the beginning of the game, so I didn't use up all my ammo. Luckily, I did get through the first level, and I got through the second level, so we'll see how that goes. Closing remarks. I just broke the 15-minute mark, so this will be a really short podcast for y'all to listen to. And it might be nicer that way, too. We have our next GTIA podcast. RC and I, hopefully, will get that up this weekend. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Feedback, as always, can be sent to bitsmack@gmail.com, where we'll also accept MP3s. You can also call it in at 206-222-BITS, 206-222-2487, which is our voicemail line. We're more than happy to listen to you. And Craig, we will get to your other message you sent us probably next week. The one thing you talk about in there, I know K-Dog wants to be here for that since he bought one. He buys everything, though. And I'm very disappointed that he didn't get an Xbox 360 for Christmas because I assumed he would. That's just his style. So anyway, this is Goes All By My Lonesome in the Basement. Signing off.